Reggie Jackson has joined us here on Sports Byline. We're talking a little baseball and also about the New York Yankees. Reggie, let's talk about it. You were one of the great power hitters. And I'm just wondering, and I was thinking about this afternoon, knowing how you applied yourself, how you developed yourself, how you hit home runs based on that hard work, how then do you view some of these allegations that are being made about Barry Bonds and others like Jason Giambi and those that are hitting the homers at the rate that they're hitting? Because you did it with a lot of hard work.
Well, I think the first thing that I don't really like about it, Ron, is when you single out two players when there's way more than that that have gotten involved. And I don't really want to say that Bonds and Jason Giambi are guilty. I don't think it's fair. I think they're innocent until proven guilty, regardless of what everybody thinks or how it looks. I'm just not for that.
Do you think that steroid use then is widespread? Is that what you're saying then, Reggie?
No, I don't see. You know, it's not for me to say it's widespread. I think the testing issue came back at a 5 to 7% level. But you had asked me what I think of it, and I think it's disappointing that it's continued, that it's been allowed to go on. It's disappointed with some of the penalties. I mean, the penalties are a joke. You have to be an offender 5 or 6 times before you're penalized, and I think that's for a few games and a small penalty. I mean, so that's kind of a joke. But I would go back to, Ron, and say, I heard that steroids, cocaine, and all those kind of things were against the law of the land. It's against what the country stands for. So it's really a legal issue outside of sport.
Well, one of the things that concerns me, Reggie, is the hard work that you put in and hitting all the homers that you did, the hard work that Willie Mays put in, Hank Aaron put in, and all of those type of things. And if players, no matter who they may be, are using those type of substances, it's really not fair to these men that worked hard like yourself and the others that are named that accomplished what they accomplished. And I think that's what bothers me and most fans the most.
Well, it bothers me. It probably bothers me the most as well. I mean, when you see... Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, Babe Ruth. I mean, these guys are the greatest players in the history of sport. And, players hit 200-300 home runs now in 5 seasons. I mean, I don't get it. It's unbelievable.
What did it take for you to hit 563 home runs? I mean, how did you approach it?
20 seasons and 2,000 strikeouts. It took a long time and a lot of hard work and a lot of weight training and a lot of stick-to-itiveness and sacrifice and discipline. And the same thing with a guy like Henry Aaron and Willie Mays and these players that are icons and the greatest in the history of baseball. So, yeah, I'm disappointed as to what's happened with the explosion. Take a look at some of the films of classic sport and the ball players of if I can use the term then, talking about more than 15, 20 years ago, are puny in size to the players of today.
One of the things that I often wondered about, and fans have questioned this, is they talk about that, well, even if they are using it, you still have to be able to put the bat on the ball. So really, what difference does it make? How does one respond to that, since I'm not somebody that hit a lot of home runs? Reggie, you're one that did. Tell me.
Well, it's against the law of the land. On top of that, just because people in different parts of the world go out and can shoot someone because they did something against them that they don't like, or because people are allowed to rob banks in different parts of the world or rob or steal, it doesn't mean it's okay to do it. And I think we need to recognize to the point to where there have been a lot of athletes that have gotten involved in chemicals and steroids that have lost their lives. Aren't we supposed to be responsible as adults or those that are more experienced in life to look back and say to our kids and people and players that, gosh, this stuff is life-threatening and it's something you shouldn't be doing? I mean, it's basically not – you don't need to be a genius to figure it out. It's let's just go with common sense, and you'll probably be pretty right.
What about the smaller stadiums, the inexperienced pitchers, and expansion overall in baseball? How has that factored into the offensive output in your mind, Reggie?
I don't know. I certainly ballparks have been made smaller and that type of thing. But The real issue is really not smaller ballparks and talent that, for me to compare the talent, it's the chemical issue. And that's not good for the players of today. It isn't good for the history of the game. It isn't good for the way we live socially here in our country. It's just not a good thing.
What was your philosophy toward hitting overall?
Oh, gosh.
How did you approach coming to the plate each time?
Fearless, if I could say that. I had a plan. I knew who I was facing. I knew what the guy's best pitch was. I was prepared every day. You face certain pitchers. You know what they're going to pitch. You know what they're going to throw. You know what they're trying to do. And you get prepared is what you do, Ronnie, and pay attention to what's going on and follow. And when you get there, you have a plan of attack and know what you're trying to do.
How many times did you hit a home run off of a mistake a pitcher made or just the fact that you knew what you wanted to do with the pitch he was going to send you?
Oh, gosh, it's difficult to say, but certainly both ways do happen. I mean, you wind up hitting the ball out of the ballpark because a guy makes a mistake, and you wind up hitting the ball out of the ballpark because your plan, you've got a real good plan, and you know what the heck you're doing. I mean, that's just the way it goes. You got to get a ball hit out of the ballpark, and sometimes a guy will throw you a perfect pitch, and you can hit that ball out of the ballpark as well.
I think you'll enjoy this comment from Mark McGwire. When I asked him the same question about his philosophy, here's what he told me.
See and hit it. See it and hit it. I mean, this game is difficult as is, and you have to keep it as simple as possible. And I revert back when I first started playing baseball at 8 years old. What do? You get a bat in your hands, the guy's throwing the ball, and you see it, and you try to hit it. You know, and you can't keep this game complicated. I know a lot of young hitters out there thinking about their hands, their feet, their head, whatever they do. When you're thinking about those things, you're not concentrating on using your eyes, seeing and hitting it. That's it.
Did you just keep it simple like he talked about, Reggie?
The simpler you can keep it, and if you can do the things that McGwire was just talking about right there, then you're going to have a hell of an opportunity at success. That is a great way to say it. I mean, when you said to me, what was my plan, what was my approach, I went like, whoa, there's not enough time to answer that question. But when Big Mac says, you know, to keep it simple, see it and hit it, that's probably the best thing to say in a forum like we have now.
What did you do when you were in a slump? How did you deal with that?
Keep fighting it. It's the same way. Dealing with a slump is just like life. You just keep fighting. You keep busting your tail. You keep working hard. And any ball player that plays an entire season is going to go through slumps. They're going to go through difficult times. They're going to have ups and downs. It's a baseball season for a ball player is exactly like life. It's ups and downs. And there are sometimes when you have great years and sometimes when you have difficult times. The great years are the players that have the MVPs and have the great seasons. But most seasons in baseball are just like life. Your good times and your bad times. You get sick, you get the flu, you get an earache, you get a headache. Except in sport, you play with all that stuff.
Is there a commonality among players who do go into slumps? Is there something that generally happens to all those players, Reggie?
Yeah, it's like, hey, man, I know what you're going through. I know how you feel. Keep battling, keep fighting. That's why you see the pats on the butt. That's why you see the pats on the back. That's why you see the fist to fist. It's more of a hang with them, stick with it, keep battling, keep fighting. That's why you see those subtle appointments of encouragement.
Reggie, we've known each other a long time, and I've always enjoyed our conversations, and you've always been so gracious to me with your time. I appreciate it once again, my friend. You take care, and I hope we have a chance to sit down and break some bread again soon.
All right, my friend. Take care, Ronnie.
Right. Reggie Jackson, Hall of Famer, and of course, if you look at his game, one of the great power hitters of the game. Nice to hear him talking so candidly about some of the issues like steroids in baseball. And you got to believe that if you are Reggie Jackson, Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, any of the great home run hitters, you've got to be disappointed to see what might be happening because people are not using just their natural ability and hard work to get there. We'll take a break, continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.